Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide for Wednesday, May 17th. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, nuclear power's defining moment. Well, this past Sunday, May 15th, will likely go down as the defining moment in the ongoing debate over nuclear power. Many here in the United States feel that the debate about nuclear power is already over, that no reasonable country would even consider adding a nuclear power plant to their power grid. Like Germany, most Americans feel that nuclear power is dangerous, a real threat to the environment. Here in the U.S., only one nuke has been built in the last 25 years, and that plant opened in 2016 in Spring City, Tennessee, and it took 43 years to build and had a massive cost override. Named the Watts Bar Nuclear Power Plant No. 2, it started operation on June 4, 2016, 20 years after its sister plant, Watts Bar No. 1, began operation. Of course, many of the delays in the plant's construction in this country is due to the shifting political winds. A sizable number of Americans, including the current president, are all dead set against increasing nuclear electric production. This, combined with power plant accidents like the one at Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania in 1979 or Fukushima, Japan in 2011, have caused public opinion to shift against nuclear power, at least here in America. However, over time, the anti-nuclear passions have cooled, at least in some of the countries. It may surprise you to know that globally, 50 countries are considering adding nuclear plants to their electric grid, with 30 of those countries in the active stage of actually drawing up plans. That's over a quarter of the nations worldwide who are actively pursuing nuclear power to support their demand for electricity. Included in this list of countries looking to add nuclear are such notables as Indonesia, Australia, Venezuela, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. Additionally, there are several European countries who are now seriously looking at nuclear in their power output. The European countries include Poland, Ireland, Portugal, Norway, and France, which already has a substantial nuclear capability, as well as several other European countries. Now, if you're like me, this may come as a complete surprise. I try to keep up with the news coming out of Europe, and I've been reading that Germany just shut down their latest three nukes on Sunday, and I assumed, incorrectly as it turned out, that Germany represents the rest of Europe. Not so. As Germany took the most radical anti-nuclear stance in the world, shutting down all its nuclear plants, the rest of Europe is moving in the opposite direction, looking to expand their electric production from the nukes. This was vividly demonstrated by tiny Finland, just north of Germany. Also on this Sunday, the day Germany closed its nukes, Finland brought on its new plant, Olkiluoto. This giant plant is the second largest nuclear plant in the world at peak production at just at 1,600 megawatts of power, or about 15% of Finland's total need for electricity. Most remarkable, the price of electricity dropped overnight from 245 euros per megawatt to just 75 euros per megawatt. That's a 75% reduction in the cost of electricity for the country that is Europe's highest electric consumer per capita. Now, there can be little doubt that this new power plant will be the beginning of an energy revolution for the Finns. The modern economy is based on consumption of power, and increasingly, that power is in the form of electricity. From our smartphones to our electric vehicles, there's an increasing reliance on all things electric. Today, almost all of us are connected to the grid, and not just those gadgets that we use every day, but also advanced countries use electric power to move the basic materials of survival. For most of us, electric pumps supply the sewer and water systems we need. Even the natural gas we use for heating is pumped by electric pumps. Electricity has proven to be the most inexpensive and reliable source of energy to make modern lives possible. And among the most inexpensive methods and most reliable methods of producing electricity is with nuclear power. And it's that combination that is key. While wind and solar may be cheaper sources of electricity under certain circumstances, it's also less reliable, making some sort of supplemental backup like batteries necessary for an entirely solar or wind project. That at least is the thinking of the Finnish authorities and the other 50 countries that are now actively pursuing nuclear power around the world. Although it may be almost impossible for those of us in Germany and America to believe, there is a nuclear power revolution beginning right now. More and more countries see nuclear as incredibly inexpensive and relatively safe source of power. Power that can mean the difference between survival and death for modern society. Because make no mistake, it is electric power that provides the lifeline that so many need to exist. We are all reliant upon electricity to one extent or another. Now this weekend we were presented with the definitive test. Is nuclear power the long-term solution to our energy needs? Finland says yes. Germany says no. Although we're only at the beginning of this grand experiment, Finland is off to a good start, with lower electric costs and a rising economy. And that's ValueSign for Wednesday, May 17. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSign.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSign is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.